you know another term for castrate that they would use? People would use?
Not right offhand.
Did you ever hear about cut or anything like that?
Not really.
Okay. I was also wondering if there was a name, like special names they had for animals, if they were castrated or not, like a male cow, what they would call that.
That would be a steer.
Okay. And a male, didn't have much exposure to sheep, but male sheep that were castrated?
Paul, you're the farmer.
What, male sheep?
Uh-huh.
If they were castrated?
Yeah, call them a wither.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah.
What about horse?
Gelding.
And pig?
Barrel.
I didn't know any of these, though.
Yeah, not most people know
I
all of them.
I did a sheltered life.
Most people know a couple of them, but they don't know all of them. Do you remember some calls that people on the farm would use to bring animals in when you were younger?
Oh, piggy!
Roundup.
Come on.
What about, did you ever call the chickens? Horses or anything like that?
Not really.
Yeah, I usually don't ask this question. What about, did you have a name for a dog of mixed breed?
Heinz 57, that's the name we call it.
That's a good one you hear. What about an animal that doesn't have, whose probably mother dies in childbirth, doesn't have a mother?
Orphan.
Okay. So you hear that for a calf? Like orphan
calf? Called maverick.
What is that?
Maverick.
Is that for a horse or is that for anything?
That'd be a cow.
Oh, really?
Calves, I guess actually it was calves that ran out. It didn't have a brand on them or something.
Ah, right.
You know, they called them mavericks.
But usually you would hear orphans.
Orphans,
yeah, that kind of general term.
Right, usually in sheep.
Okay.
It seemed like there were more orphan sheep.
Oh, bucket calf. Bum lamb.
I've heard that. Bucket calf or bum?
Yeah.
Bum lamb.
Okay. What about, did you ever hear panko or pinko? What about dogie? Do you know what that is?
That would just be a calf, I guess.
That wouldn't necessarily be an orphan.
Not that I hadn't thought about it in that way anyhow.
I think it might be what he was talking about with the unbranded.
Yeah, that would be.
You mentioned cow pies earlier. Did you have other words for things like that that you could mention on tape? Just different kinds of animal waste that you would come across?
I can't really.
The big word that people use is probably manure.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you're, that people mention?
Mm-hmm. It's part of the farm.
And then the cow pies. You ever hear like chips or?
Oh yeah, cow chips.
Yeah. Okay, this is good. We are getting there. Do you have wild horses in this area, or did you?
No.
Okay, so that's not something you have.
No, I'm not familiar with that here.
Okay. What about smaller animals, wild animals? What do you have around here as far as that goes?
Well, there'd be skunks and raccoons.
Okay.
And badgers, prairie dogs, weasels,
okay.
Squirrels.
Any chipmunks?
Yeah, lots of chipmunks. Well, not in this particular. Well, yeah, there's some chipmunks.
Okay.
Little. We call them ground squirrels.
Okay.
They're little.
Good. Excellent.
Probably a chipmunk.
Okay. How about chucks? Anything called chuck?
Not in this area.
Okay. What about turtles?
Mm-hmm.
You have turtles?
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be able to find turtles around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always, as kids, we always had a